Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Vav, and we have four lines from the top of daf Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph, another daf that deals with laws of Tumah v'Tahira, albeit a much, much lighter daf than the previous daf. And so in the Mishnah, we had a machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, regarding someone that shechts Chulin b'yodaya v'suavos, and his hands were Tumah. The Mishnah said that the person needs to be careful because when he shechts the behemoth, dam is going to come out. The dam that goes onto the basar of the behemoth will be machshir the basar of the behemoth to be makabel tuma, being that his hands are tame, he'll have an ability to be metam of the behemoth. And we had a few daf discussion of being that a person's hands are only a sheni latuma, and the Mishnah is discussing shchitas chulin. We know if chulin touches a sheni latuma, it doesn't become tame because you only have a shlishi latuma as it relates to truma and kachim. Regardless, the Mishnah said that Reb Shimon argues, Reb Shimon says that whether dam came out or dam did not come out, this behemoth will be hukshu lekabel tuma. And the reason is hukshuru b'shchita, because just like the shchita has an ability to take the basar of this behemoth and make it ro'i la'achila, so too the shchita has an ability to take the basar of this behemoth and make it mukhshal kabel tuma. And the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis had a detailed discussion in terms of how exactly you're supposed to understand shchitas Reb Shimon. Meaning Reb Shimon is clearly arguing with the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that the only way basar of a behemoth becomes mukhshal kabel tuma is if it first became wet. So, for example, if you would do a clean shchita without there being any dam, it wouldn't be hukshul lekabel tumah. Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says shchita in and of itself is machshir the basal lekabel tumah. The question is, Reb Shimon argued with the Chachamim on two levels. When Reb Shimon says that it's the shchita that's machshir the basal lekabel tumah, is he also saying that it's not the dam that's machshir the kabel tumah? Now, what difference does it make? If the shchita is machshir it, does it matter if the dam is machshir it? No, but where it chapa nafkamina is if the dam would land on some other food. What happens if you had a fruit next to the behemoth and dam shchita now went on the fruit? The question is, does Reb Shimon hold that it's only the shchita that's machshir the basar lekabel tumah, but dam shchita is not machshir the basar lekabel tumah? Or no, Reb Shimon was only arguing on one point. Reb Shimon was saying that of course the dam shchita is machshir lekabel tumah. All mashkin are machshir lekabel tumah. Why should dam shchita be any different? Reb Shimon just arguing with the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim say that the shchita itself is not machshir. It's only the dam shchita that's machshir the basar. On that, Reb Shimon says, no, the shchita itself is going to be machshir as well. And the Gemara said that the truth is, there are many Reb Shimons that talk about dam of a behema, whether it's machshir or whether it's not machshir. Reb Shimon says, dam ha-mesein in machshir. If a behema would drop dead on its own, and now it's bleeding, that dam would not have the ability to be machshir oichon lekabel tumah. Reb Shimon said, dam ma-gofasoy in a mekabel tumah. The behema has a wound, it's alive, but it's wounded, and blood is now coming out of the behema. That dam would not have the ability to be mekabel tumah. The question is dam shchita looked at as dam hames and dam magafasai or not? It was a discussion in the Gemara. Rav Asi said, Oimer hoy Rav Shimon shchitasei machsheres v'loy dam. Rav Asi said that even though we don't have any mefurish raya from what Rav Shimon said, but I have a mesaira that Rav Shimon used to say that the dam of a behema shchuta is not machsher. In other words, Rav Shimon is arguing on two points with the Tanakhama. Number one, the shchita itself is machsher the basar chulin to mekabel tumah. Number two, dam shchita does not have the ability to be machsher. Again, l'may nafkamina, if the dam shchita would land on something other than this behema. So with that segue, zok the Gemara b'raisa, tan rabbanon, hasheichet, somebody shechts chulin, hit this dam ala dalas, and then dam shchita squirted on a dalas. And that dalas, says Rashi, was truma. So it landed on a fruit, a vegetable, that was truma. Rebbe says, hukshar. The dam was now machshir the dalas to be makabel tuma. As a result, if one of the shmoyne shrotzim would land on this dalas, the halach is the dalas would be truma tmeya. What do you do with truma tmeya? You have to burn it. So truma tahira, you have to eat. There's a mitzvah to eat it. In fact, you have to watch it. You have to protect it. You're not allowed to burn it. Truma tmeya, you're not allowed to eat. You have to burn it. So says Rebbe that if you have a dalas that's truma, and now this dam shchita, and it became tameh, the dam shchita made the dalas hukshul lekabel tumah. As a result, you'd have to treat it like truma tmeya. The mitzvah would be sreifa. Who is shitas Rebbe? The Chachamim in the Mishnah. That dam shchita is machshul lekabel tumah. Reb Chiya says toilin. It's a suffix. We'll see exactly what that means. I'm Rav Yishio. Rav Yishio is a miyachshu. Rav Yishio is a miyachshu. Rav Yishio said that it's hukshu l'kal b'tum. Rav Chiyo, I'm a toilet. Rav Chiyo wasn't sure. Or he said, it's suspended. Anu al min nismaich, what should we do? Bo ven nismaich al divi Rav Shimon. I think we should rely on Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon used to say, shchita machsheres, that it's only shchita that's machsher. V'loi dam, but dam shchita does not have an ability to be machsher. The way Rav Asi explained that Rav Shimon's arguing not on one point with the Chachamim of the Mishnah, but rather he's arguing on two points with the Chachamim of the Mishnah. Amar Rav Papas. Rav Papas said, this Braisa is a little bit unclear. What in the world is going on here? So Rav Papas said, I'm going to explain to you the Braisa as follows. Hakom Moedim, this Machloik is Rebbe and Rav Chiyo. If somebody shecht chulin and a little bit dam goes on to the last, everybody agrees, meaning there was no Machloikis. Hechad the Isa Ledam Betchila Batzoif. If the dam shchita was on the last, from when the Sheikhet began doing shchita to when the Sheikhet concluded doing a shchita. In that case, kulam lefligi the machsher. Everybody would agree that the dam shchita is machsher, like the Chachamim shchita in the Mishnah. Dam shchita is machsher. It's considered a mashka, that it's machsher food lekabel tuma. Keep believing, what then was this machloikis? B'neskaneach adam, in similar zimin, where the dam got cleaned off the dalas between the shchita of the first zimin and the shchita of the second sin. What's the shayla Rebbe? So the Rebbe holds yeshul shchita metchila v'atzoif, that shchitas behemah require shchitas beis simanim. But both simanim are considered maisa shchita. As a result, if yeshul shchita metchila v'atzoif, when the shoychit shechts the first simon, the dam that squirts from that shchita sasimen is considered dam shchita. V'hai dam shchita. As a result, it has the ability to be machshir the last kabel tumah. Rav Chiyah holds in the shchita el b'soif. Then no, that when the shoychit shechts the first simen, it's considered nothing. When does the shchita go into effect? When you complete shechting both simon. We've had this machlokes already in detail. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, or ena l'shchita el b'soif, right? Do you say that the shchita starts with the shchita's simen echad? It's just not completed until you do both simonim? Or do you say, no, the shchita doesn't start until you essentially complete the shchita, which is when you shecht the second simen? Then afkimina, as it relates to this sugya, is when you shecht the first simen and dam now squirts out. Is that dam shchita or is that not dam shchita? If you hold yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, it's going to be dam shchita. If you hold ena l'shchita ela v'atzoif, what's it going to be? V'hai dam makahu. And we just spoke out that Reb Shimon says, and nobody argues, that dam makah, dam of a wounded animal, doesn't have an ability to be machsher lekabel tumah. So Rebbe said that hashoychet v'hizit dam ala dalas, says Rav Papa, and we're talking about we only shechted one simen, hochsher. The dalas is going to be hochsher lekabel tumah because yashal l'shchita b'tchila v'atzoif. Rav Chiya said toilet. What does toilet mean? Rav Chiya holds ena l'shchita ela l'besoif. So when you shecht simen echad, it's not dam shchita yet. Now, the truth is, it may eventually be dam shchita. If you end up shechting the second simen, ena l'shchita ela l'besoif, it's a gloy milsa that both simanim were shachut, and as a result, all the dam that came out of this animal is going to be dam shchita. But right now, after you shechted the first simen, you don't know yet. Is this dam shchita or is it dam maka? Therefore, hence, what did Rav Chiya say? My toilin adavar, dam shchita. You have to sit around and you have to wait and see what happens. If he's going to complete the shchita, then it's going to come out that all the dam was dam shchita. It's going to be huchshel lekabel tumah. Ve'iloi, and if he's not going to complete the shchita, loy machshir. Okay, so that was the machloikis Rebbe and Rav Chiya, the way Rav Papa understood it. Rav Papa said, there's no machloikis whether dam shchita is machshir or not machshir. Everybody agrees dam shchita is machshir. The question is, yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzoif, ya'ina l'shchita el b'soif. How does it play itself out in this sugya? If you shechted one simen, you never shechted the second simen. Do you say that dam that came out of simen echad is dam shchita, or is it dam maka? If yesh no shchita mitchila v'atzoif, it's dam shchita. If ain't no shchita ela b'soif, it's not maka. So according to Rebbe, who says yesh no shchita mitchila v'atzoif, it's certainly machsher. According to Rav Chiya, you have to wait around. So the Braisa went and said, Om Rav Ishiya, being that it's a machlek is Rebbe and Rav Chiya, Anu am nismoich, what should we do? So he said, let's be soimich on Rav Shimon. Kedai Rav Shimon lismoich olav b'shas adchak, right? Let's go rely on Rav Shimon. What do you see in Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon lay machsher. Rav Shimon said in the Mishnah that dam shchita is never machsher. That's the way Rav Asi explained Rav Shimon on Daf Lamed Hayamid Beis. Rav Shimon was arguing on two points. So according to Rav Shimon, dam shchita is never machsher. If that's the case, then let's do the math. L'Rav Chiya machsher. According to Rav Chiya, dam shchita is machsher. B'niskaneach, however, if you wipe it between shchita simen echad and shimen shchita simen sheni, what's the halacha going to be like? According to Rav Chiya, being that ain't a shchita el b'soif, it's going to be viewed as dam maka. It's not going to be machsher. So in that case, shavu lahadadi. Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon are going to be saying the same halacha. Marloi machsher, umarloi machsher. Not for the same reason. According to Rab Chiya, if you clean the dam off, or if you never ended up doing the Shechita Simen Sheini, what's the halacha going to be according to Rab Chiya? It's not going to be machsher. What's the halacha going to be according to Rab Shimon? It's not going to be machsher. According to Rab Chiya, it's not machsher because ain't al shechita el b'slayf. According to Rab Shimon, it's not machsher because dam shechita is never machsher. But the point is, both Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon are going to hold it's not going to be machsher. Now, according to Rebbe, it's going to be machsher. But Rebbe is one. Havalei Rebbe chad. Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon are two. Vein Dvarv Shalecha B'Makam Shnayim. And as a result, Halach is going to be, we're going to assume that this Dalas is not Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. So we had Machloikis, Rebbe and Rab Chiya. And Rav Hoshi said, I'm going to be Machriya because Rab Shimon is like Rab Chiya. And being that Rab Shimon is like Rab Chiya, so it comes out, it's not one against one, Rebbe against Rab Chiya. Or rather, what it is, it's two against one. It's Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon against Rebbe. If it's two against one, Yachid v'Rabim, Malachi k'Rabim, and that's why he paskin. The bottom line is that this Dalas is not going to be Hukshar l'kabel Tumah. Again, what's the Akimta? The Akimta is where you shechted one simen, you didn't shecht the second simen, you cleaned the dam off, it's not there anymore. So by the time you shechted the second simen, the dam was gone. The Shaila now is whether the dam of the simen Rishon had an ability to be Machshar. According to Rebbe, yes. Dam Shechita is Machshner. Yesh Nul Shechita Metchila Vatzayif. It's considered Dam Shechita. According to Rab Chiya, no. Rab Chiya holds Dam Shechita is Machshner. But Einel Shechita El Abzayif. And by the time you finish the Shechita, the dam wasn't on the fruit anymore. According to Rab Shimon, no. Because Dam Shechita is never Machshner. So you have three opinions. But at the end of the day, if you look at the Maskana, according to one opinion, Rebbe, it's Hukshel Kabel Tumah. According to Rab Chiya, Rab Shimon, it's not Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. So even though Rab Chiya and Rab Shimon are coming from two different places, one is saying Dam Shechita is not Machshar, the other one is saying Ein L'Shechita El B'Zayif, but Atzad HaShavah Shebehem is that it's not Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. That's going to be the Psak Halacha. It will not be Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. So if the Sheretz now falls on top of this Dalas, on top of this Truma, you eat it, B'Kedusha V'Tahaira, it's not Hukshar L'Kabel Tumah. Rav Ashi had a slightly different version of this ambiguous Brisa. Rav Ashi said that Toilin, when Rab Chiya said, "Hashoichet v'hit his dam ala dalas," somebody shechted dam, squirted onto the dalas. Rabbi said, "Huchshar." Rab Chiya said, "Toilim." You know what toilim means? La'oilim. Toilim doesn't mean sit around and wait. Let's see what happens with the second simon. That means we're going to find out in about 2 seconds. It's not what it means. But rather, what it means is la'oilim. We're going to have to sit around and wait. Rashi says, "Achiyove eliyo." So it sounds like there's some real fundamental suffix in terms of what's going on over here. Okay, so what's the Shiloh? Says the Gemara, v'neskanech, Rab Chiya, spukim esaf. Same exact akimta. We're talking about where you shechted one simen, and now the dam's not there anymore. What then is the suffix? What do we have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to be megalitas? Yesh l'shchita v'chita v'atzoyf, o'ein l'shchita el l'besoyf. Rab Chiya's suffix was ha'gufa. Yesh l'shchita v'chita v'atzoyf, then the dam that came out with the simen rishon is dam shchita, it's going to be hukshal l'kabel tumah. Or ein l'shchita el l'besoyf, which would mean that the dam that came out is really dam akum. What does toilin mean? Toilin means that it's a suffix. We have to treat it like a suffix. In Rapapa's pshat, toilin meant we have to wait. Let's just sit around. It's a waiting game. According to Rav Ashi, toilin means we suspend the actual dalas. We don't know what to do with it. Loi oichlin, you can't eat it if a sheretz now falls on it because it might be truma tmeya. But loi sarfin, you can't burn it because maybe the dam wasn't machshir at l'kabel tumah, maybe ain't l'shchita el b'soif. You not let her burn shum at the hira. So what do you do? You sit around. Okay, what Rav Hoshea then say in the Braisa? My boven this the Rav Shimon. What he meant to say was, the Rav Shimon loy machsher. According to Rav Shimon, what's the halacha going to be? It's certainly not going to be hukshal l'kabel tumah, because Rav Shimon again holds dam shechitas never hukshal l'kabel tumah. The Rav Chiya, according to Rav Chiya, sveika. According to Rav Chiya, it's going to be a suffix. So we have three shitas, the way Rav Ashi explained it. What are the three shitas? According to Rebbe, dam that comes out of the first simen of a behema is machsher l'kabel tumah. According to Rav Chiya, it's a safek, achiyava eliyo. We don't know if yesh lo shchita v'chila v'atzoyf or ein lo shchita el b'soyf. According to Rav Shimon, dam shchita is never machsher. Even the dam of Tuzimanim is not going to be machsher. You have three shitas, but although you have three shitas, says the Gemara, le'ingin sreifa, as it relates to, can I burn this truma right now? Shavu lahadadi. We have two shitas. Two shitas that hold you not let her burn it. Mai loy sarfe, umar loy sarfe. According to Rav Shimon, you can't burn it because it's regular truma tahira. Dam shechita was never machshir l'kabel tumah. According to Rab Chiya, you can't burn it because maybe dam of simen rishon is not machshir, and as a result, it might be truma tahira. At the end of the day, as it relates to can I or can I not burn it, you have two opinions that say no. One opinion that says yeah. Havalei Rebbe chad vein dvarav shalechad b'makayim shnayim v'hachi kamar ki goin zois toilin. What did Rab Chiya mean when he said toilin loy oichlin v'loy sarfin? According to Rav Ashi's beer in the Gemara, the hachra was not that it's not hukshul lekabel tumah that you could treat it as truma tahira. Rather, the achra was that misafik, we're not sure whether it's hukshul lekabel tumah, and at the very least, you cannot burn it. You also can't eat it. But as it relates to burning it, you have two shittas at all. You can't burn it. According to Rav Shimon, you can't burn it. According to Rav Chiya, you can't burn it. And despite the fact that they're coming from two different angles, it doesn't matter. The halacha would be loy sarfin. As it relates to the bigger picture of the sugya, one thing is very clear from Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah that it doesn't matter if there was dam shechita, there wasn't dam shechita, a shechit can never shecht with yadayim mesuah voice, because the behema is hukshel lekabel tumah in and of itself because you did a ma'aseh shechita. You don't need dam, you don't need to be machshel lekabel tumah. Shechita machsheres. So if you have hands that are shady latumah, you're running into an issue. The question was, did Rav Shimon only argue in that he holds that you don't need dam shechita to be machshir, but dam shechita can be machshir? Or is Rav Shimon saying something else? Dam shechita does not have the ability to be machshir. So we started the sugya on Lanehaya days, where Rav Asi said, Oymer hoy Rav Shimon, shechitase machsheres v'loy dam. Here we have a Mefurish of Braisa, a whole exchange here where it's clear from the understanding of this Braisa that Rav Shimon held that dam shechita does not have an ability to be machshir. Zok to Gemara, boyi, Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, Kler de Shaila, Tzrid shel Menachos. If you have a carbon mincha and you have a dry part of the carbon mincha, Tzrid, Rashi says, means dry. Meina by Rishon v'sheni, or ein meina by Rishon v'sheni. So what's the background? The background is there's something called chiba. The Gemara brought it very briefly on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which says that even though ordinarily, in order for food to be hukshel lekabel tumah, it first has to become wet, it has to become moist with one of the mashkin, but there are some exceptions to the rule. And the most notable exception is kachin. Anything that's kodesh, anything that's kachin, becomes tameh, even if it was never hukshel lekabel tumah. And the Gemara says the reason is because chibas hakodesh machshartan. Pashat Pshat is that why does food need to become wet in order for it to be hukshel lekabel tumah? Because until food becomes wet, it's considered that the oichel is not complete yet. The shame oichel is not nigmar yet. So just like an unfinished keli can't become tummy, an unfinished food can't become tummy either. It's for that reason that when the food becomes wet, we look at the food as if it was now nigmar. As a result, it's now hukshar, it's now ready to be mekabel tameh. Kachim is always considered oichel. And the chibas hakodesh is what's machshir, it gives it a chashivus of oichel. And as a result, you can't tell me, what do you mean, this kachim, it's not oichel yet. The fact that it's kachim, that in and of itself, gives it its chashivus. The reason you need oichel to be hukshar lekabel tumah is because there's some lack of chashivos in the oichel before it's hukshel lekabel tumah. Kachim is chashuv, chibas hakodesh machshartai. That's why it never has to become wet. It's going to be always going to be tummy. Rish Lakish's question was like this: what happens if you have kachim that never became wet? He just gave an example. His example was you have a dry part of the mincha, meaning the mincha that has no shevin in it. So as a result, it's dry. It never became hukshel lekabel tumah. So we know that if one of the shmei nishratzim, dead ones, falls on this mincha, it's going to be tummy. His question was, do you have the halachas of Rishon Latoma and Sheni Latoma and Shlishi Latoma and Revi Latoma? Do you have all the prate dinim of the laws of Toma when the thing became tummy merely al yidei chibas hakodesh or no? Or do you say chibas hakodesh is a chiddush, but ve'en l'cha elo chidushay? The chiddush is that there's a concept that something could become tummy hagam, it's not hukshar lekabel Toma. But if you want that Toma now to transfer and to spread from item A to item B to item C to item D, that maybe not. That was Rishakosh Shaila. When we say this chiddush of chibas hakodesh, is that only to make the thing itself tummy, but lemimna be rishon v'sheni loy oydom aloishna, or maybe no. Once we say it's tummy, it's tummy. I'm Rabbi Laza. So Rabbi Laza said, "Tashma, I bring you a raya from a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk that talks about food needing to become wet before it's hukshel lekabel tumah. So it says, mikol oichel ashe yiyachel ashe yavay olav mayim." I'm reading from the side. So any food that becomes wet now has the ability to become tamei. So said Rabbi Lazar, I just read the pasuk. It sounds like the only time food has an ability to be metame is if it was wet. So it's clear. Chibas hakodesh is very nice, but at the end of the day, the food never became wet, and only when food becomes wet does it have the ability to transmit tumah. But the Gemara says, what kind of raya is that? Ben Lakish wasn't Maver Sedra. He didn't know that pasuk. He didn't know that the prototypical way of food becoming tame is when it's hukshel kabel tuma. But Reb Shimon Ben Lakish achi kami bayle. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish had the following question: Chibas Hakodesh ka'uchel abav b'mayim dami. This new chiddush, this institution of Chibas Hakodesh, how far is it supposed to be taken? Do we look at it as if it's oichel abav b'mayim, and as a result, not only could it become tame, but this rishon and desheni? I lie. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Elazar Navi. Rabbi Elazar also knew that Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish knew the pasuk, and when Rabbi Elazar said, "I have a raya from that pasuk," he didn't mean that the pasuk says oichel abav b'mayim, not chibas hakodesh. He meant to say something else. Rabbi Elazar Navi miyaturei kroy kama. He was coming from an extra pasuk, mechti. This idea, that pasuk that we just read, is Vayikra Perikir Aleph Pasuk Lamed Aleph. If you go four psukim later, the Torah seems to repeat itself. It says V'chiyutan Mayim Alzera, well known pasuk, V'nafal Min Nivlasam Olaf Tomei Hulachem. Says the Gemara, Asher Ye Mikoloi Chalashay Yachal Amali. So Rabbi Elazar was bothered. Why do you need two psukim to say the same thing? Why do I need two psukim to say that if you have food and it becomes wet and now a sheretz falls on it, it's tamei and it has an ability to be matama? Torah has to tell it to me twice. You know what the emphasis of the Kroy Yisera must be? To tell me that the only time food has an ability to transmit tuma is if it first became wet. But if you have food that's tame for some other reason, such as chibas hakodesh, which we're going to see soon as a din d'oraisa, but even though it's a din d'oraisa, if it became tame through some other means, such as chibas hakodesh, although there's a chiddush of chibas hakodesh machshartoi, but as it relates to rishon l'sheni, no. But the Gemara says, no, I don't think you have a raya. And the reason Reish Lakish cleared his shaila is because even Reish Lakish knew there were two pesukim in the Torah that said the halacha that food needs to become wet in order for it to transmit tumah. Reb Shimon Lakish thought it was a reason why the Torah said it twice, and there's nothing extra over here. Why? Chad betumas meis v'chad betumas sheretz. I need one pasuk to tell me that food needs to be wet, in meaning it needs to be hukshel lekabel tumah before it becomes tameh via contact with the meis, and I need another pasuk to tell me that food needs to become wet in order for it to be hukshel lekabel tumah if it becomes tameh via contact with the sheretz. Why do I need both? Just tell me the concept of food needing to be wet, the concept of mesechtes machshirin by one form of tuma, and I'll know it for all the tuma. Says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you why. Because the yashmin and tumas meis, had I only known the halacha of hechsher tuma by tumas meis, I would think hasam b'dabay hechsher mishum loy metame b'kadosha. Tumas meis has a chumra that it's not metame b'kadosha. Avol sheretz metame b'kadosha, but the halacha is that sheretz, which is metame, even if it's so small, a sheretz that's the size of an adosha, has an ability to be metama. So you find that chumra in the laws of tumas sheretz. Maybe you have another chumra that the food could become tummy even if it wasn't hukshel lekabel tuma. That's why I need the Torah to tell me that as it relates to tumas sheretz, there's a concept of hechsher tuma. Yeah, and sheretz had I only known by tumas sheretz, I would think mishum tlemi tama tumas shiva. Because there's a kuloi. You don't become tummy 7 days if you come in contact with a sheretz. You become tummy for a day. Avo meis, demetame, tumas shiva, you need a paraduma no less. Ey, maloy li bai, hechsher. So maybe you have another chumra. Maybe it's not hechsher tuma. Tzricha, bottom line is you have no raya from there. So again, what's Reish Lakish Shaila? We know the concept of chibas hakodesh. The question is, does chibas hakodesh make the thing so tummy that it can transmit rishon and sheni? Or is it not oyser rishon and sheni? Says the Gemara, Masav Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked the kasha. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon said, Hukshuru b'shchita, hukshuru. Rav Shimon, in our Mishnah, and that's why we're having this conversation right now, because Rav Shimon said in our Mishnah that when a sheichet shechts chulin, the behemoth becomes hukshuru lekabel tuma. It does become wet, it doesn't become wet, there was dam, there wasn't dam, it doesn't matter. The behemoth, because of the effect of the maisa shchita, it allows the animal to become. Now, this is very similar to the concept of chibas hakodesh, right? Is we have two examples now of how something can become tameh, although it never became wet, although it's lacking in Masechtas Machshirin 101. It l'chura never really became hukshel lekabel tuma. I have Reb Shimon in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon says shchitas chulin is machshir the basal lekabel tuma, and have chibas hakodesh. It's another idea of chibas hakodesh makashir. Now, when Reb Shimon said his halacha that hukshiru b'shchita, he said, and said Rabbi Yosef, I quote, "Va'afilu leminni bo rishon v'sheni." Even have rishon v'sheni. Amai, freak the Gemara. "Va'lav oichel abba b'mayim hu." So Rabbi Yosef asked Reish Lakish Kishmak, you're not sure if Chivas HaKodesh has an ability to be Rishon V'Sheni. Why not? Because when the Torah talks about Rishon V'Sheni, it talks about it in the context of food that became wet. So he said, I have another example in Shas where you have something becoming Tameh despite the fact that it never became wet. Rav Shimon Shita in the Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, and Rav Shimon said very clearly that it's Oyser Rishon V'Sheni. So what should be the difference between Rav Shimon's halacha being Oyser Rishon V'Sheni and between Chivas HaKodesh? So Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, why are you asking this kasha? This is a kasha and Reish Lakish. No, asu kehech shemayim midrabanan. Maybe Reish Lakish understood that halacha was only midrabanan. When Rabbi Shimon said that shchita is machsher and it's even oyser rishon v'sheni, that's on the rabanan level that it's oyser rishon v'sheni. But Reish Lakish wanted to know midai raisa. We'll see. Amar Rabbi Zeira said, I'll ask a different kasha on Reish Lakish. Tashma habaitza legas. If somebody was taking grapes out of his vineyard and he puts them into barrels now, he's going to go press them. And as the grapes are sitting in the barrel, juice, wine starts oozing out. So the question is, does that wine have the ability to be machshir the grapes now to be mekabel tumah or not? So it was machlokes Shammai and Hill, not Beis Shammai and Beis Hill, Shammai and Hill. Shammai yemer hukshir, Hill yemer loy hukshir. And the Gemara comes around and says, v'shasik lehill v'shammai. The Hill came around to Shammai, and Hill ended up being moida hukshir. Now, the understanding is, without going into the sugya, that juice that oozes out is technically not mayim that has an ability to be machshir lekabel tumah. Still, there's a halacha. Shammai holds hukshir, and even Hillel, who initially held loy hukshir, came around and said hukshir. So this is another example of food being muchshir lekabel tumah, despite the fact that it never became wet. It came wet. The juice poured out. No, that juice didn't have the ability to be machshir lekabel tumah. So says the Gemara, may falav oich labav b'mayim hu. And still, you see hukshir, and the understanding of that sugi is it's oyser rishon v'sheni. Amalei Abayas, again, Abaya told Rabbi Zeira, don't bring rayas from there. Asur kehechshir mayim midrabanan. That's just hechshir mayim midrabanan. Meaning, you're right, you have a raya from there that there's an idea of something not being hukshar al yidei mayim and being oyser rishon v'sheni. But maybe it's only midrabanan. So I'm only Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef turns to Abai and he says like this. He says, Abai, I don't understand. We started off with Reish Lakish Hashayla. Reish Lakish Klar Hashayla, he wanted to know if Chibas HaKodesh, which is machshir, is it oyser rishon v'sheni? It's not oyser rishon v'sheni. Now, Rav Yosef said, I have a raya. Why can't you bring a raya from Rabbi Shimon? What did you Abaya tell me? He said, no, that's only midrabanan. This is Rabbi Yosef's continuing to talk, and Rabbi Yosef's talking to Abaya. He says, then Rabbi Zeira asked you a kasha from the machlokes of Shammai and Hillel. What did you tell him? No, of course midrabanan. So he said, if that's the case, meaning, of course, albeit midrabanan, the halacha is that oichel that never became hukshal lekabel tumah could be oyser rishon v'sheni. The what was Reish Lakish shayla? The Reish Lakish nami asuka hechsher mayim. So what Reish Lakish stops over the shayla. He goes, I want to know chibas hakodesh, is it oyser rishon v'sheni or is it not oyser rishon v'sheni? Right, open ended question. Tachlis halacha lemaisa kitzah shulchan aruch oyser rishon v'sheni ein oyser. So Rabbi Yosef said, I have a raya for Reb Shimon. Said, that's not a raya because that's only midrabanan. Reb Zeira said, I have a raya. I have a raya from abaitzul legas mechigish amihul. That's not a raya because that's only midrabanan. Okay, why is that not a raya? At the very least, what you see is that midrabanan, it's oyser rishon v'sheni. So why is Rabbi Yosef's kasha and Rabbi Zeira's kasha not a kasha? At the end of the day, Reish Lakish seems to be not sure what you're supposed to do. Halacha l'maisa. Is it oyser rishon v'sheni? Is it not oyser rishon v'sheni? Halacha l'maisa, it's definitely oyser rishon v'sheni. Because you see from Rav Shimon and you see from Abaytza Lagas that even something that was never hukshal lekabel tumah in the conventional way, still it's oyser rishon v'sheni. Now it's true, it's only midrabanan. Okay, but midrabanan it's oyser rishon v'sheni. I mean, a lot of things we don't do is only midrabanan. So it's a very important halacha l'maisa. Why can't we use Rav Shimon and Abaytza Lagas as a giloy that, albeit midrabanan, it's going to be a problem? So the Gemara says, Amale, Abaya told Rabbi Yosef, Atu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish litleis kami bahile. If Reish Lakish's shaila was whether it was oyser rishon v'sheni midrabanan or not oyser rishon v'sheni midrabanan, you'd have two great rayas. Masiv Rabbi Yosef, Masiv Rabbi Zeira, these would all be wonderful rayas. Because you're right, you do have rayas from there that it's oyser rishon v'sheni midrabanan. But Abaya said, ki kami bahile, listroif. Reish Lakish wanted to know not if it's going to end up being Tamei Midrabanan, and little, he wanted to know on a Daireisa level. Chibas HaKodesh, Midaireisa, is it Oysa Rishon V'Sheni, or is it not Oysa Rishon V'Sheni? And that he had no Raya, because although you have Rayas, that Oichel that never became Mukhshal the Kabbalah, the conventional way has an ability to be Oysa Rishon V'Sheni, maybe that's only Midrabanan, you have no Raya, that it's Midaireisa. Says the Gemara, this next part of the Daf is a Shas Gemara. Michlal, you see from here, the Chibas HaKodesh Daireisa, one thing emerged from this whole Gemara, and that is that Chibas HaKodesh is Midaireisa, because that was Rishon V'Sheni. Chibas HaKodesh is Midaireisa. Is it Oysa Rishon V'Sheni Midaireisa? He knew it was Oysa Rishon V'Sheni Midrabanan. So obviously a Shaila was if it's Oysa Rishon V'Sheni Midaireisa. If Chibas HaKodesh is Gufa Midrabanan, then there's no Shaila. So Michlal says the Gemara, it's very, very clear from Reb Shimon Ben Lakish and Reb Yosef and Reb Zeir and Abaya, the Amiram's discussion in the previous Amir Reish Lakish. This Shaila, whether Chibas HaKodesh is Rishon V'Sheni or not, that Chibas HaKodesh, the concept is Midaireisa. If it's Midaireisa, there has to be a source in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Mina Alon, what's the Mekar? It's not a Pasuk in the Torah. Maybe it's from the following Pasuk. It says, V'habasar Asheyiga B'chal Tamei. We know that if Kachim becomes Tamei, you're not allowed to eat the Kachim. Even a Kayin, that's Tamei. You're not allowed to eat Kachim, that's Tamei. If a person's Tamei, he's not allowed to eat kachim. If kachim becomes tameh, even if the person's tahar, he's not allowed to eat kachim. Says the Gemara, hi, basar, this gashim b'mai. Basar, kachim became tameh, how did it become tameh? You lay me this gashim b'dam. Is it talking about where it became huchsher al yidei dam? Meaning, dam of kachim. There's so much dam in the mizbeach when you're dealing with kachim, right? The dam is the ikar part of the carbon. So maybe dam went on the basar, and then a sheretz went on the basar. Very simple, but the Gemara says, no, we had this early, how do you know that dam kachim doesn't have an ability to be machshah l'kabotumah, because the basar says, like, and we learn from there, dam han nishbach kamayim, dam that you let it pour down the drain, machshah, she'ene nishbach kamayim, like dam kachim, which has mitzvahs, goes on the mizbeach, shvicha shirayim, ene machshah, it's not machshah. So it can't be that it became machshah l'kabotumah, you did the dam of the carbon. Elo diskasha, b'mashkeh bevis b'chayim. Okay, maybe the way it became Huchshel Kabel Tuma is there was a chamber, literally, in the Azara that was called the Beis HaMitbechayim, or the Beis Mitbechaya, where they used to clean the meat before they gave it to the Kehanim, and before they put it on the Mizbeach. So there were certain things that they had to do with the meat just to wash it off. So maybe it came from one of the Mashkin in the Beis Mitbechaya. That was in the Azara. But the Gemara says, V'am Rabbi Yisrael Rebchanina, Mashkin Meis Mitbechaya, Loi Dayan Shein Dochein, not only are they themselves tar, meaning they can't become Tomei, Elo Shein Machshir, they don't have the ability to be Machshir something in the Kabbal Tomei. Now the Gemara says, V'chit Heimet Tergum Adam, maybe Rabbi Yosef Chanina, when he was talking about mashke, the base mitbechaya, he was referring to dam. But maybe the other mashke not. Can't be, says the Gemara. V'ha mashki ka'amar. He said mashke. It's mashma or mashke. So how exactly did it become huchshel kabel toma? It didn't become huchshel kabel toma. They the dam kachim, because dam kachim is not machsher. Maybe it was the mashkin in the base mitbechaya. The mashkin in the base mitbechaya is not machsher either. So says the Gemara, just push it. How in the world did this happen? So the Gemara, don't grab you the mashmul. Oh, so the elulav must be this guy should be chibas hakodesh. Oh. So you want to know what's the makar, the Chibas HaKodesh is Midaireisa. Because if there's no idea of Chibas HaKodesh Machshartan, how in the world do you ever have Basar Tameh in the Azara? Basar Tameh in the Azara must be Al Yedei Chibas HaKodesh. Because there's no Mashka that has the ability to be Machshar L'Kabal Tomeh. But the Gemara says, why? I have a Hechetimtza. V'dilmukid Rab Yudah Mashmul. Damar Yudah Mashmul. G'nchalis Loi Parah Shazav Cheshlam. Maybe the case is where somebody had a parah, and the parah happened to be a carbon shlamim. The Havira ben Achal. And as he was walking it to the Beis HaMikdash, he walked it through a river, a little stream. Shachta. He then brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim did the Avoda with it. They did the Shechita. V'adayim Mashke Toifechala. And it was still a little bit of wet. Being that it was still a little bit wet, the Basar now became Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah. Now, a live animal can't become Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah Ayidei Mashke. It has to be an Oichel. It's not an Oichel until you actually shecht it. But the point is that after you shechted it, Adayim Mashke Toifechaleh, it was still wet. And as a result, a sheretz fell on it, and it was Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah. Again, the question is, how do you physically get the mashke in the Azara to be machshir the basar l'kabel tumah? I just figured out a way to do it. Guy had a shlamim, he walks it through the stream, it comes in, it's wet, you shecht it, it's still wet, sheretz falls on it, it's machshir the kabel tumah. It's not the dam kachim, because dam kachim is not machshir. It's not the mashke of the base mitbechaya, because mashke of the base mitbechaya, like dayan shudachi, not only is it in of itself, tar meaning it can't become tumah, it can't be machshir either, but I have a hechatimtza of exactly how this happened. But the Gemara says, I hear, if that's the case, you're right. From the act, from the bet, basic halacha of kach and tama, you have no raya to chibas hakodesh. Because maybe the heichatim says where you had a parasha of zivchesham. Let me say, but I have a raya from somewhere else. It says vehabasa in the parashim of kach and tama, and from the word the habasa we learn the rabbis eitzim v'levayna. Frank the gemara eitzim v'levayna bnei achila ninu. That means if somebody would eat eitzim that's tama, eat tama wood, very very bad. If somebody eats levayna that's tama, also not good. Now eitzim v'levayna and aroy lachila. If they're aroy lachila, have them a kabatuma. But what's the whole premise of being machsher oichel lekabel tuma? Because in order for it to become tame, it has to be a complete oichel. Just like a keli has to be a complete keli, the oichel has to be a complete oichel. Eitzim and levayna, it's nothing. It's not a keli and it's not oichel. So how is it huchshel lekabel tuma? Must be that when we're dealing with kachim, we defy the basic laws of tuma v'tahira. Because there's a new concept. It doesn't have to be huchshel. It doesn't have to be complete. The fact that it's kachim, that gives it its chshivus. That allows it now to be mekabel tuma. Chivas Hakodesh works for Eitzim Levayna. Chivas Hakodesh is going to work for Eichel that didn't become Huchshel Lekabotum. Bottom line is, you have a makar. What's the makar? Vahabasar leRabbis Eitzim Levayna. That there's something called Chivas Hakodesh. What was Rish Lakish Shaila coming for full circle? My Rish Lakish wanted to know. We return to Rav Shlakish Shaila on the top of Lamed Zayin Ben Aleph. Kiman Yechivas Hakodesh. Lipsul of the Guvei. Rish Lakish wanted to know Chivas Hakodesh, which is a Dairaisa de Gedim. Does it only work for the psula gov? But as it relates to rishim sheni, no. Oy dilma, or perhaps loishna. What did the gemara say? Teiku. Either way, just a little bit of raid. So two horas. The first horas is so the gemara in its discussion of finding a source in the Torah, the chibas hakodesh machshartoi. So the gemara said, I think you have a raya from the halacha of basar kachim that becomes tameh. There's a parish in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat. L'chura. How do you ever have basar kachim tame? In order for basar to become tame, it has to be huchsher lekabel toma. If it's not huchsher lekabel toma, then it doesn't become tame. What's the conventional way of making food huchsher lekabel toma? It becomes wet. How did it become wet in the Azar? I mean, we're dealing with basar, kachik kadashim, that's not even allowed to leave the Azar. So the luchur, this all went down in the Azar. I mean, that's the initial understanding of the Gemara. So if that's the case, how did it ever become wet? How exactly did it become wet? Did it become wet through the dam kachim? Dam kachim we know was not machshir, it's exeris hakasim. Did it become wet through some of the mashkin that was in the base mitbechaya? We know that's not either machshirit. Says the Gemara, must be it became tamei without being machshir. Why? Because the chibas hakodesh. But the Gemara says you have no raya because I can tell you how it became wet. Person had a parah. The parah was a carbon shlomim. He walked it through a stream en route to the makim hamikdash. When he came in, it was wet. After the kohen shechted, they did shechita kabbalah lachas. It was still wet. A sheretz falls on it. That's how it was huchsher lekabel tuma. Says Rashi that in the Gemara's dichoy, where the Gemara said kigoyin shahoytz leiparish al zivchei shlamin. Why did it have to be a carbon shlam? So we just learned zvachim and menachas. So we could appreciate and be sensitive to some of the nuances of different karbanas. Every carbon is unique. So why did we pick a carbon shlamin? So Rashi, I'll tell you. Two reasons why we picked the carbon shlamim. Number one, the pasuk that talks about v'habasar kol tor yoichal basar, or v'habasar asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yoyachil, is talking about a carbon shlamim. So I mean that the pasuk in discussion happens to punk grada derech agav FYI, be a pasuk that's dealing with a carbon shlamim. So it's a little neater. So we discuss the case of carbon shlamim, but there's no significance. Don't start being medayik shlamim. No, it's nothing to do with the fact that it's nechel l'shnei yom v'lai l'achas. It's nothing to do with that. The reason we picked shlamim is simply because we're discussing a pasuk. We're trying to understand it. The pasuk is in the context of shlamim. Thus, the hacha b'mayaskinan is a shlamim. Because the pasuk is talking about a shlamim. We're trying to understand the pasuk. So it makes sense to talk about a carbon shlamim. Va'oid Rashi says, I can tell you maybe a different shlamim. Because the halacha is that a carbon shlamim's or the skin goes to the bialim. If an animal is wet, it's easier to skin the animal. So it would make sense, says Rashi, that if somebody was bringing an animal to the Beis HaMikdash, he would want the animal to be wet before they shecht it, simply because it'd be easier to skin it, and it's his skin, so he wants to make sure he gets it. So for practical purposes, this would seem to be shchiach, where it would play itself out with a garbage shlamim. Less so with other karbanos, where the bialim doesn't get the ur anyways, so he's not going to care so much whether it will be easy to skin it, it won't be easy to skin it. Either way, Rashi says, two pshatim, both quote-unquote balabatish pshatim, to explain why the Gemara said, kigoyin shahoyseloi parash al zivchei shlamim, as opposed to any other karban. But it's yidua that the Tzais HaChoshen in Simin Tof Vav says a different shah. And it's behektem a shita sa Rambam. The Rambam shita is that the only time food can be hukshal lekabel toma is if the owner of the food is the one that put the mashkin on top of the food. But let's say Reuven has peiros. Shimon goes off to Reuven's peiros. He takes water and he pours the water on top of Reuven's peiros. And Shimon's very happy with the fact that Reuven's peiros became wet. It's kiyitein dum yud kiyutan. Right, he's very, very excited about it. But Shimon goes ahead and he makes Reuven's peiros wet. Are Reuven's peiros now hukshal lekabel tumah? What happens if a sheretz is going to fall on Reuven's peiros? Are Reuven's peiros going to be tameh? Are Reuven's peiros not going to be tameh? It's machlokes rishonim. It's machlokes the Rambam and the Rashba. But the Rambam shita is that it's not going to be hukshal lekabel tumah. That the bala peiros has to be the one that's machshir his own peiros in order for it to become tameh. But if somebody else would be machshir somebody else's peiros, it wouldn't have the ability to become tameh. The Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam based on that concept of Ein Adam Oyser Davay She'en Shaloi, which is something that permeates Shas. So this is a derivative of that idea that I don't have an ability to make somebody else's thing aser. I can't sell your item. If somebody is mishtachev al avoy dezara, somebody else is chefetz, it doesn't become a nevad, it doesn't become aser ba'ana. So too, I can't be machshir somebody else's peiros. That if later a sheretz falls on it, it's going to become tummy. But regardless, that's the Rambam Shita. That there's a halacha that you can't be machsher somebody else's thing that's kabbal tummy. Based on that, I never understood this whole sugi over here, chulin daf lamed vav, and this idea of chibas hakodesh machshartai, where there's a novelty that the way kacha becomes tummy is through chibas hakodesh, as opposed to through the conventional method. L'chayr afreik says, how's it possible for kachim to become tummy through the conventional method? The conventional method is it becomes wet. And somebody has to make it wet and be happy with the fact that it's wet. Who does that somebody have to be? The Bailim. By Hektish, there is no Bailim. Who's the Bailim of Hektish? Nobody, right? Because there is no Hektish. It's Mam and Gavaya. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's Kodshei Hashem. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. There is no one physically, Ba'al Mahadein, that has the ability to be machshirit. It's a freak to tzai. The Rambam sheet is that the only time food becomes hukshal lekabel tumah is if the Baal HaFood is the one that was machshirit. So what's the shaila of kachim? It could be hukshir, it could be hukshir. The whole shaila is dead on arrival because there's no bailim. If there's no bailim, there's no one to be machshirit. Says the tzai, you know what you have to say? You have to say that the shaila in the Gemara was going, bikachim kalim, va'aliba the Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who throughout Shas holds that kachim kalim. Is mama bailim. But the bottom line is it's only shayich bekachim kalim aliba de Rabbi Yosei Haglili who holds it's mama bailim. Oh, if that's the case, we have to be talking about a karban shlamim, or at the very least, we have to be talking about kachim kalim. We could be talking about kachim gadashim because if it's kachim gadashim, there's no way for it to be hukshal lekabel tumah. So says the tzais that Rashi was muching why the Gemara picked the shlamim. It's not shlamim as much as we need an example of kachim kalim because it's only negayah by kachim kalim because only kachim kalim is the reshitas Rabbi Yosei Haglili who holds that it's Mamin Bailim, and as a result, only there would ever be negayah to be Hukshal Kabbal Toma. So he says that the Emza, I think it's very muchach in the Gemara. Why? Because even after the Gemara made the Akimta that we're talking about a Shlomo, what was the case? The case was with somebody at a Shlomo, he's walking into the Beis HaMikdash, he walks through a Nachal because he wants it to get wet. Now this case has a few layers to it, because what you need is that the animal should be wet after you shech the animal. The concept is if the Basar is going to become Tameh, you need that when it's in a state of basar, it was still wet. So v'adayin, mashke, toifachala. It remained wet even after the shechita, and then boom, something fell on it. Why don't you just say more pashat? If we're dealing with a carbon shlamim was kachim kalim, wasn't kachim gadashim. It was allowed to leave the azara. Kachim kalim was nechav b'chalir. It was allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. If it's allowed to be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, so it's very simple. Person had a carbon shlamim, he took the meat, he walked it outside of the azara, and it became wet. Not through the dam kachim. He was outside of the Azor. There's no Dam Kachim outside of the Azor. It wasn't the Mashka, the basement, Bechaya, because he's not in the Azor anymore. It was whatever. It was wet. It became wet. Why can't you just make a Pasha Akinta that the Basar became wet after he left the Azor? It's a bomb Kasha, right? It's Mamash Tzorichi and Kasha. The Gemara, after made the Akimta of Shlomim, you know, now it became Hukshal Kabbal Tumah. It became wet through water that was outside the Azor. How did you get water outside the Azor? In route to the Beis HaMikdash, it became wet, and it was still wet after the Shechita. Gewalt, Frank Dixais. It was very pashit. A Shlomim is allowed to leave the Azara. So it left the Azara when it was in a state of Basar after You did the shechita, and it became wet, and now a sheretz fell on it, and this is the shayla. Could you eat it? You can eat it. The parish of Shlomo, right? That's what the Gemara is talking about. Says the Ktzais, you know what the teretz is? The teretz is so poshut. It's a Mishnah, Mesachtes, Kedushin, Dafnun, Bezim, and Al. The Mishnah over there says, HaMekadesh B'chelkoy. If somebody has a chelik in a carpet, and now he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha with it. Bein Kotchei Kadoshim, Bein Kotchem Kalim, in a Mekudeshes. You can't be Mekadesh and Isha with Kotchem. Says the Gemara, name it Masis, like Rabbi Yisak Lili. Right? L'chur, it's not like Rabbi Yisak Lili. Damar Kotchem Kalim, Mamim Bailim. Because according to Rabbi Yisak Lili, why can't you be Mekadesh and Isha with Kotchem Kalim? It's Mamim Bailim. So, Gemara, no. I feel the tamer Rabbi Yisak Lili. Ki kam Rabbi Yisak Lili. When did Rabbi Yisak Lili say, is Alocha Mechayim? That's only when the animal's alive. Aval achashchita, once you shecht an animal, loy. Why? My time, ki kazachu, mishulchan gavaya kazachu. Because after you do the shechita, and it's not just the shechita, it's the kabbalah, the loch, and the zrikas, like Rashi, Mesach, this kedusha. Once you do the avoidus, the dalar avoidus adam, with kachem kalam, at that point, who owns the carbon? Hektish owns the carbon. When the Bailim gets the carbon, it's ki ka'achal mishulchan gavaya kazachu, right? Kachem 101. The Bailim is now getting it, and the Kayhanim are now getting it mishulchan gavaya. At that point, you don't have Rabbi Yisak Lili's halacha anymore of kachem kalam mamin Bailim. If that's the case, says the place, that's why we couldn't pick that case. You couldn't tell me the poshut case where you shechted the carbon shlamim, you have the basa, you walked it out of the azar, which you're allowed to do because it's nechab al here. Because that's not Rabbi Yisak Lili's kachem kalam mamin. How do I know that? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's a Sugya Mefuresh and a Sakhtas Kedushin. That even Rabbi Yisak Lili, you also give me Mekadosh and Isha with Kachem Kalim. It's only while the animal's alive. But once you did the Shechita Kabbalah Elach Hazrika, you were ready. Ki Kazachu Mishulchan Kavayu Kazachu. That negates in the Chesham Mishpat sense the concept of Mamim Bailim. As a result, if there's no Bailim, it can't be Hochshel Kabbal Toma. It's Hajar Kuchel Duchte. Because the only time food can become Hochshel Kabbal Toma is if the Bailim is the one that was Machshir. There's no Bailim anymore. The only time there's a Bailim is if it's a Shlomim. And not just that, if it became Hochshel while the animal was alive, because it's only then that you have Rabbi Yosef Lili Zalacha. So you have to say it became wet while the animal was alive, right after the Shechita. Before the Kabbalah, Ilach Hazrika, that's the Oymek in the Gemara, is when the Huchsher went into effect. At that point, it's not yet Ki Kazachu, Mishulchan Kavayu Kazachu. Because that doesn't happen until you do the Zrika. The Zrika is what gives over the carbon to, it's in that interim time, thus you need the Shlomim, and thus you need this convoluted seer in order to make this case work. That's the first order. The second order is, the Velt asks Akasha, that if there's a halacha of mashke, of base mit bechaya, lo yidayin shein dochin, el shein machshirin, so what was the problem on Chanukah? You all know the Chanukah story. After the Yevanim and the Mesiavnim, they ransacked the Beis HaMikdash, and then finally the Chashmeinam, they took control, and they wanted to do the Avodah, and they wanted to light the Menorah, but they couldn't find a Pach Shemen that was Tahar, that had the Chosim of the Kohen Gadol. Because the Yevanim had come in, and they were Matam everything, the Timur Kol Hashmanim, and they were trying to find a Pach Shemen that was Tahar. Shtelzach de Shaiva, and it's a Veltz Kasha, if there's a locha that the mashka of the base mit Bechai, which from the Gemara sounds like, it's all the mashka in the Azar, right? We had to come on to mashka that was outside of the Azar to figure out how you would physically, how you would practically make Basar Kachem, Huchshel L'Kabbal Tumah. That means all the mashka in the Azar, V'chayra, is Tahar. It's Tahar, it doesn't have the ability to be Machshir, but if it's Tahar, then L'chayra, how in the world did all the Shemen become Tameh? That's the Veltz Kasha. The Shoyal Umeshiv in a tshuva said a beautiful teretz based on a Gemara in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing one of the sugis that we learned in the very end of the Sechtes Menachos. Once upon a time, there was a temple. It was in Alexandria of Egypt, Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim. It was built by Chanyai, the son of Shimon HaTzadik, and they brought karbonos in that place. Now, it's not clear if these were karbonos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if these were karbonos to pagan deities, to Avodah Zarah. Regardless, the Mishnah says that any kohen, any person that worshipped in Beis Chanyoi, there was a halacha that he was not allowed to be Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't, you know, do his residency in Beis Chanyoi and now show up to the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to be a Kohen over there. The halacha was Kohanim Sheshimshu B'Beis Chanyoi. It's the last Mishnah Masechtos Menachos. Lo Yishamshu B'Mikdash Yerushalayim. The Gemara clarified a Shaila. What about the Kalim? What about a Kali that was used, a Mizrak, a Menorah, a Sakin, something that was used in Beis Chanyoi? Are you allowed to use it right now in the Beis HaMikdash, or you're not allowed to use it in the Beis HaMikdash? So
So the Gemara has a discussion, and Zok the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya, because in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a chamber. It was Mizrachis Tzafonis, that's where it was geographically located. And by Ginzu Beis Chashminois Avnei HaMizbeach. And the Chashminom, after they took control of the Beis HaMikdash, after the Hanukkah story, they took the Avnei HaMizbeach, and they hid it over there. And the reason they hid it there was Sheshiktu Anshe Yavam. Because when the Yavanim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they brought Avodah Zarah on the Mizbeach. So the Yavanim didn't want it, the Chashmonim didn't want to use that Mizbeach anymore. So they took the Mizbeach and they put it away. What do you see from there? That they had to put it away. Why do they have to put it away? Why can't you use it? Oh, because it was used for Avodah Zarah. That's the reason you can't use it. So the Gemara wants to shtel that suit to Beis Chanya, that just like the Chashmonim didn't want to use the Avnei HaMizbeach, so too we should not use any kelim that were used by the Chashmenom. But the Gemara says, Omar Papa, it's not a tzushtel. Don't shtel tzu what happened by the Chanukah story to what went on for hundreds of years in Beis Chanya. Because Hasam Kra Ashkech V'Dorash, what the Chashmenom did was based on a pasuk. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel, Uva Uva Paritzim V'Chilalua, that when the Paritzim, when people come, when Umay Sa'ilam come and they lay siege on the Beis HaMikdash, they come in, they enter it, they defile it. Now, literally what it means is they make it chulin. But there's a major lumdus over here that has ramifications la'alacha. You know what Uvoba Pritzim V'chalua means is that Pritzim have an ability to physically take kachim and make it chulin. So you want to know why they had to get rid of the Mizbeach? And the Gemara explains it in detail, but we don't need the detail. You want to know why they had to get rid of the Mizbeach and they had to hide it? They had to put it away? They had to put it into Geniza? They had to put it into Geniza because when the Yevanim came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was Niskayim the Pasuk Uvoba Pritzim V'chalua. They made it chulin. And being that they made it chulin, it didn't have kedusha anymore. Being that it didn't have kedusha, they couldn't use it. That wasn't true by Beis Chanya. Beis Chanya was a base of Avodah Zarah, or it was some other area where the Bnei Noach used to bring karbanos tasha, whatever the pshat was in the sugis of Beis Chanya. But here there was a special halacha, uvova peritzim v'chilulu, and it's based on that halacha that the Mizbeach lost its kedusha. The reason they put it away is not because there were karbanos brought on it la Avodah Zarah. But the bottom line is said the Baal Sheolah Mehishif, that you see from here a tremendous yesod, that if the peritzim come in, they have an ability to be mechalal the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, it's true there's halacha mashka of Beis Mitbechaya is loydayim shein dachin. Not only is it in it of itself tar, it can't become tummy, but it doesn't even have the ability to be machshel kabel tuma. But this is different, because being that this took place in the context of the Hanukkah story, as soon as the peritzim came into the Beis HaMikdash, they were mechalo the makam HaMikdash. It lost its kedusha. That means the shemen, the mayim, the dam, it all lost its halach of mashka of Beis Mitbechaya. If it doesn't have the halach anymore, mashka of Beis Mitbechaya, you don't have this halach of the uboba preaching the chilalua, that was what messed everything up, and it's for that reason it lost its kedusha. It was chulin now. That's what. Now the truth is, this idea of uboba preaching the chilalua is something that's discussed in many different contexts by the achrayim. Just mention two short chsam soifers. The first one is everybody knows the Gemara Masechtas Tainus, where Rabbi Yochanan said ilu avina hasam, and I've been around at the time that the chachamim, the Anshe Knesset Agdoila, instituted the fast of Tisha B'Av, I would have voted that Tisha B'Av should not have been on Tes B'Av, but rather it should have been on Yud B'Av. And the reason is, Sherubay Shal Heichel Boy Nisra, because the majority of the Heichel burnt when? On Yud B'Av. It started burning after Chatzos on Tisha B'Av, but the Iker Sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash took place on Yud B'Av. So Rabbi Yochanan said, had I been there, what I would have done is I would have voted that it should be Yud B'Av. You do the Katzkus Kasher. Rabbi Yochanan holds Eisham Yishum Chitzav in the Sechtes Bava Kava. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Eisham Yishum Chitzav. So whenever you look at a fire, you look at the Pa'ula, the Maisa Hezek of the fire, as when it started, Eishem Shum Chitzav would certainly justify why the fest would be, I hear, would just certainly justify where it would be B'tesbav, not B'yudvav. Incidentally, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah that Rebbe made a few very controversial, he issued a few very controversial Piskei Halacha. One of them was, Ubikesh Lakut Tishabav. He wanted to uproot Tishabav. The Chamor Amay Taisa says, Gaval, Rebbe wanted to be Oike Tishabav. You can't do that on so many different levels. So Tosfos says in the second teretz, Inami Yeshloimar, he didn't want to be Oike Tisha B'Av. Derotza la'akre michi ulekoi v'basiri. He wanted to move it from the ninth day of Av to the tenth day of Av. Kedo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilu avai hasam, kavati basiri. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, Masechtas Tainus. Either way, Rabbi Yochanan, shtei gedoyle yoylam. They felt that really the right day
to have fasted Tisha B'Av would have been on Yud B'Av, not on Tes B'Av, because that was the Ikkes Reif. So why then do we do it on Tes B'Av? So Pasha, because that's when it started. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'll tell you a Dover Nifla. Because as soon as the Peritzim came and they set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, you know what happened? It was Uvo, Uvo, Peritzim V'Chilavua. Says the Chassam Sofer, at that point the Beis HaMikdash became Chulin. If it was Chulin, what was burning? A Beis HaMikdash of Chulin was burning. And being that it was a Beis HaMikdash of Chulin that was burning, it was at that point, it didn't bother me so much. So the Ikkar is based on when it when did it happen? It was the Sreifa of the Beis HaMikdash. That's when it became Uvo, Uvo, Peritzim V'Chilavua. What happens afterwards is already a bias of Chulin. And that's why they felt that what happened on and that's why the Chachamim said that even though you're right, the Ikkes Reifa happened on Yud, but the Uvoba Prizim Chilalu, it's when it became Chulin that was focusing on. Because what happened after it became Chulin is already a bias of Chulin, and it's that for that reason that they were Masakin on Tesbov, they were Masakin on Yudvav. This is in the Chuvas Chassam Sofer in Reish Lamed Gimel. In Reish Samech Tal, the rule in Yerideya, the Chassam Sofer discusses the concept of Uvoba Prizim Chilalu as well, and he discusses another very well known Gemara. Once upon a time, there was a Beis HaKnesses in Bavel. It was called Beis HaKnesses the Shav V'Yosef Ben Harda. It was called the Bnei Kishta the Shav V'Yosef Ben Harda. The Gemara says it was a special Ashreis Ashkin over there. The Gemara talks about it in Megillah Chavtes. So the previous Gemara with Rabbi Yochanan was Tainus Chavtes. This is Megillah Chavtes. So what's the history of the Beis HaKnesses of Shav V'Yosef Ben Harda? So Rashi brings it. Ubana Yechanya V'Siyata. Yechanya, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, the Golus Yechanya, so they took with them, the Jews did stones from Eretz Yisrael, and they built the Beis HaKnesses from it. So these were built from Avnei Yerushalayim. They were built from stones in Eretz Yisrael, and as a result, it had a special Kedusha, and there was a special Ashrei Sashchida that took place in that Beis HaKnesses. It was the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf V'Yosef Ben Ardan. The Chassam Sofer says, it always bothered me. How was Yechanya allowed to do that? Make a taste it. The Avnei Yerushalayim, the Avnei Beis HaMikdash, L'chayra has Kedusha. So if the Avnei Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha, how are you allowed to go ahead and take it? Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what the Teretz is? Uvoba, Prince of Echelelor. It lost its Kedusha. You're right, it once had Kedusha. But as soon as the Nebuchadnezzar and his army, they laid siege, at that point, it didn't have Kedusha anymore. And being didn't have Kedusha, it wasn't a problem. Now, the Emma says this Chassam Sofer is a little bit of a Chiddush, because Pasha, you would think that the concept of Uvoba, Prince of Echelelor is true for the Beis HaMikdash. Who says that they took the stones of the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe they took the stones of Yerushalayim. But who said it was from the Beis HaMikdash? And L'chura, you could argue that Uvoba, Prince of Chalud, the Gemara for the Zard, Afnun Beis, is not talking about the entire Yerushalayim. L'chura, what it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So I saw in the Magia of the Nuchsan Sofer, they say that Rav Shrir Gaon in his famous letter, a lot of Jewish history that we know comes from a letter that was written by Rav Shrir Gaon. It was one of the Gaonim. And Rav Shrir Gaon in his letter, when he brings the story of Yechanya, of the Beis HaKnesses, of Shafi, Yosef, and Arda, he says he took Avnei Beis HaMikdash. So the Chassam Sofer, L'chayr, was going with that. But the truth is, I don't think you have to say that, because there's a third Chassam Sofer. We know the Machlek is Rambam and Raivit at the end of the sixth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. The Rambam Shita is Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'lai Kitchel Lassalavit. But Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Lassalavit. So according to the Rambam, you're not Chayv and Shumas of Naisus Mizman Azebedei Raisa, because Kedusha Yerushalayim is like Kitchel Lassalavit. But if somebody would enter the Makam HaMikdash Mizman Azeh, be Chayv Karas, because Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, you can bring Karbonis Mizman Azeh. That was the whole tumult about bringing Karbonis, because it was predicated on the Rambam Shita that even though Kedusha Yerushalayim is like Kitchel Lassalavit, but Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Lassalavit. The Raivit argues. But the Raivit argues, he doesn't about face. He doesn't 180. The Raivit says, Kedusha Rishonah loy Kitchel Lassalavit, but Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Lassalavit. But says the Raivit, Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is loy Kitchel Lassalavit. So the Raivit holds punk vakeret from the Rambam. The Rambam holds, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is loy Kitchel, Kedusha Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel. The Raivit holds, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Kitcha, but Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Shalai Beis HaMikdash is Loi Kitcha. So most of the raid, when you discuss this, Rambam Raivit is on the Shitas HaRambam. But let's talk about the Raivit Shita for a second. The Raivit holds that Hayoyim, Bizman Hazeh, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, but Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash does not have Kedusha. Says the Chassam Sofer in Reish Lamed Gimel Yeridei, a Dover Noira. He says, you know what the beer in the Raivit is? What's the pshat? Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, not Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, really, the whole Eretz Yisrael should have Kedusha. But Uvoba, Pritzim, V'chilalua. He says, when Titus, Harosha, and his whole Chevras, Pasionus, and all the monsters came, and they destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, it was Uvoba, Pritzim, V'chilalua. They were Mechal, they defiled the Mug of HaMikdash. So Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash Yisrael wasn't affected by it. But Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash was affected. The Raivit sheet is Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Look it up. It's in the end of Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis HaBchira. Thus state on the Chassam Sofer that Uvoba, Prince of the Chalul, was not limited to the Beis HaMikdash. But L'chur, it's true for the Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Gans Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, their Kedusha is lost if there's a uvoba pritz in the chilalua. So I don't think you have to say that the chsam soifer held like that Reb Shvira Goyim, that Yechonya took with him stones, dafka of the Beis HaMikdash. I think even if it was stones of Yerushalayim, even if it was Avnei Yerushalayim, you'd have the same halacha. Just to end with one ha'ara, it was just Asar B'Tevis. So I was thinking, what happened to Asar B'Tevis? Nebuchadnezzar came and his army, they laid siege on Yerushalayim. And we fast because of that. Now, it's interesting. Asar B'Tevis is the most chomer of all fasts, right? On a level. I mean, Yom Kippur is, as it relates to Chol HaShoeis B'Sakan, and Emu Beres, and Emenakas, and all those other halachas. But on a certain level, Asar B'Tevis is very, very chomer. Certainly more chomer to a degree than Tisha B'Av and Shavuos B'Tammuz, and so Gedalia, times Esther. Why? Asar B'Tevis, Medina de Gemara, you'd fast even on Shabbos. Not today. But Medina de Gemara, you would fast even on Shabbos. So when Asar B'Tevis fell on Shabbos, you used to fast on Shabbos. Where Chaps and Afkamina today is, we fast Asar B'Tevis on Friday, which would mean we're mashlim the tainus on Shabbos, right? But you make Kiddush, that's when you're breaking your fast. What's the pshat? So it's based on the Pasuk says, is an Avadram, that when Hashem told Yirmiyahu about Asar B'Tevis, he told him, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, you're supposed to fast. Reb Chaim in Stenzel, the Michas Chinuch, this famous raid on this, we've spoken this out. But the Vadvar Matikin. But one thing is clear, on a certain level, Asar B'Tevis is more chomer than the other tanesim. Why would it be more chomer? It sounds like it should be less chomer. Why is it more chomer? Because what happened to Asar B'Tevis? Nebuchadnezzar laid siege on Yerushalayim. When he laid siege on Yerushalayim, it could be it was Uvova, priest of the Chilaluah. At that point, that was when Yerushalayim became Chulin. If that's when Yerushalayim became Chulin, what happened afterwards, like the Chassam Sofer says, why were we misakin the tainess of Tisha B'Av and Tesh B'Av? Shouldn't it be Yud B'Av? That's when the Sreifa happened. Yeah, that's when the Sreifa happened. But Uvova, priest of the Chilaluah, happened on Tesh, and once that happened, it was Chulin. So what was burning? A bias of Chulin was burning. That's not what we remember. We remember the bias of Kodesh that became Chulin. That's Tesbav. You know when it all started? Everything started. It started as Asar B'Tevis. That's when Yerushalayim was Chal. It could be there's levels in Uvo B'Pritz V'Chalua, but the initial level of Uvo B'Pritz V'Chalua, that happened on Asar B'Tevis. So to a certain degree, Asar B'Tevis is more Chamor, and that's why in Halacha, to a certain degree, we treat it as being more Chamor.